For millions, the reality of working from home could be permanent. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey telling his employees they can work remotely forever from anywhere. As many industries grapple with how to redesign office space to minimize health risks, the historic economic crisis is also forcing companies to cut costs, potentially putting expensive real estate on the chopping block. NBC's Jacob Ward.
Bay Area tech companies were among the very first in the nation to send their people home. And Google and Facebook now say that their employees will mostly work remote for the rest of the year.
Some of New York's biggest tenants, Barclays and J.P. Morgan Chase, say they may not bring all employees back to the office at the same time. Austin-based Dell says more than half of its 160,000 staffers may never return to their desks. Emptier offices across the country will have a devastating ripple effect on local businesses.
Many restaurants and bars rely on the weekday lunch rush and crowds at happy hour. Florists count on those big corporate orders and that bouquet on the way home. Even parking garages where business depends on commuters showing up to the office.
With people not working from home, there's definitely been a drop.
While not every worker has the luxury of working from home, those who do could save money and time. The average commute adds up to 22 workdays a year, and you'd save up to $4,000 annually on that commute, work clothing, dry cleaning, and yes, even coffee.
For companies, it saves money, it increases productivity, it increases agility. And for the planet, we just cannot deny what this has done in a very short period of time.
Redefining life and work at home, sweet home.